United States Savings Bonds Division presents Guest Star. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Wynne Elliott, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature program brought to you by United States Savings Bonds and this station as a public service. Let it serve as a reminder that you can build your future security through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds. Our guest today has been prominent in the field of entertainment for many, many years. The noted screen actress and now one of the shining stars of television, Miss Gloria Swanson. We'll introduce her to you in a few moments after Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra open the program with Harry's special arrangement of April in Paris. Special guest, Miss Gloria Swanson. Miss Swanson has starred in a sketch written especially for her appearance on this program by Morton Friedman. It's called You Can't Tell About Love.
I'm sitting in Toots's joint, slowly feeding a glass of milk to my ulcer, and feeling very sad indeed about the state of the radio business. For the simple reason, the radio business is by way of being how come I got the price of the glass of milk, which in Toots's joint comes to only slightly less than the price of a good-sized cow. But it ain't Toots's prices that give me an ulcer, although I do hear tell of two or three guys who get a small-sized heart attack from reading the right-hand side of the menu. No, it's really Betty and Bill. You know, breakfast with Betty and Bill. 40 million people a week listen to them, not counting their 26 sponsors. And I'm their agent, which is how come, as I've already mentioned before, The prices here don't faze me. Every morning, Monday through Friday, you listen to a half hour of this.
Good morning, friends. Won't you have breakfast with Bill and me?
Please do, dear, dear friends.
We have quite a treat in store today, haven't we, Bill, darling?
We sure do, Betty, dear. Snapple, the breakfast coffee with caffeine added to keep you awake all day long.
And you just know it must be good, because it's made by the makers of Dazo, the nighttime coffee with knockout drops added to knock out sleepless nights.
And knock out you as well.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill, dear, what a perfectly humorous remark. Oh, yes, indeed.
Yes, yes, it was a little funny at that, wasn't it?
Yes, dear. Little.
Sweet. How sweet of you to say that.
But, darling, it was such a darling quip.
Yeah, that's what 40 million people hear for one half hour every day. But this is what I hear for 23 and a half hours every day.
Your aim's getting worse, stoop.
It is not. You ducked, coward.
I should have ducked when you swindled me into marrying you.
I swindled you?
Yes.
Why, you pleaded with me. Me, the greatest star of American theater. And who were you? Nobody. Less than nobody. A radio announcer.
Some greatest actress you were. Why, I'll never forget what Latham wrote about you after your last play. Miss Betty Brooks proved to be a finished actress. Or to rephrase, as an actress, Betty Brooks proved to be finished.
Merely one man's opinion. The audience loved me. Why, when the curtain fell, they clamored for me to come out.
Clamored? Ha! They dared you to come out.
You know that's a lie. It isn't true. And incidentally, how about that radio columnist in the Bugle? Remember what he said about you? Quote, Bill Ripple announced in his usual nauseating fashion, and as usual, I swore not to buy whatever it was he was selling. Unquote.
Oh,
it is not a lie.
Come on, kids. Cut it out. You know you're crazy about each other.
Me crazy about her? Ha!
You got it all wrong, Harry. I'm not crazy about him. I'm crazy from him and that Vaseline voice clown.
What did you call me, you harpy?
Oh, be reasonable, kids. Where's this fighting going to get you? Why, as a married couple, you're making thousands of dollars a week.
I throw it all up in a minute. Money, radio, and especially Vertigo Voice here for a good role in the play again. The starring role, of course.
If you're waiting for that to leave me, I'm stuck with you for life, darn it.
What do you mean?
Stop it. You're on the air now.
Good morning, everyone. Won't you join Bill and me for breakfast?
Betty, dearest, how ravishing you look today.
Good morning, Bill, darling. And your sweet, handsome, wonderful self, as usual.
Sweet.
Dearest.
And that's how they carried on every day. Until finally, I could see they were really fed up with each other. It was no go. And so, even though I was sorry about it, I did what they both had pleaded with me to do.
Would you mind saying that again, Harry?
Yeah, and slowly.
Let's face it, kids. You ain't happy together. But you've been holding together because you didn't have any other job.
So?
Well,
I talked to Joe Prim today, and he wants you to star in his new play, Betty.
He does? Oh, how nice.
Yeah, and for you, Bill, yeah? I got a job announcing the Sweet Tooth Hour.
Say, that's a good deal.
And now you two don't have to be unhappy no more. Go your own ways, make a few bucks, and maybe meet another guy, another gal, and give the marriage routine another try.
Harry.
Huh?
Harry, are you telling us to break up our marriage?
Well,
agent, our friend, trying to bust up something as beautiful as our marriage.
But wait a minute, you said that
you... Oh, how low, Harry. To tamper with true love.
But Betty, you
never
said...
Never mind, Harry. You're fired.
What?
You viper.
Snake in the grass, villain.
I should have known what a heel you were when Betty hired you.
I hired him. Oh, no, Bill, did.
Look, stupid, don't tell me.
Who did you
did.
Call stupid? Huh? You set of tonsils on legs?
You. I called you stupid.
That's what I thought.
Hey, put that down! Oh!
You forgot to duck, darling.
Oh, gee. You gave us a fine performance, Miss Swanson.
Did I?
Yes, you certainly did.
Oh, thanks,
did.
Mr. Elliott. I enjoyed it, too. And I might add that it's a real pleasure to appear on this savings bond program, you know, because I so believe in savings bonds for security. My daughter is now on my television show with me, and she got her first paycheck last week. And you know what she asked me?
What?
She said, Mommy, shall I put it right into a checking account? And of course I laughed, because I knew what would be left if she put in a checking account. And I said, no, buy bonds, and then you won't be tempted to turn them in.
That's right, Miss Swanson. Truer words were never spoken. Savings bonds are a fine investment and a profitable one, too. So, friends, why don't you join with your fellow Americans and buy savings bonds and become a stockholder in the greatest country in the world? You can make your future secure by buying savings bonds regularly through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank. Miss Swanson, thank you. Good luck to you and your daughter. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott.
Goodbye, Gloria Swanson. And now, friends, here's Harry Sosnick's new look to the old favorite, Canadian Capers. I've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature program presented for Savings Bonds as a public service. Today's guest was Miss Gloria Swanson, noted actress of motion pictures and television. Join us again next week when we bring you another fine star with more music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra. Meanwhile, this is Wynne Elliott saying so long and reminding you that the best way to save for your future is through the regular purchase of United States Savings Bonds.